A stat today that made me stand up straight. The hair on my neck stood up straight. 61% of South Africans last year received a social grant. Now, one of the great successes, as I mentioned earlier, of South Africa's democracy has been the ability of the state to pay those social grants to those in need. But it is becoming unsustainable. I recall a Muletsi Mbeki column from about 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, predicting a cash crunch by about now that South Africa would run out of money and then we'd have a problem on our hands. Has that moment arrived, I wonder? Bronwyn Williams, the trend translator and future finance specialist at Flux Trends, on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening. Bronwyn Williams, this number of 61% of us getting a social grant, at least a child support grant, an old age grant, whatever it might be, where does that number come from? Is that an official stat?
Well, this comes from a research paper done by the Brookings Institute. But basically, the numbers do add up quite easily in that already prior to COVID, there were around 18 million South Africans getting some sort of a social grant. Most of those were child support grants, but also included in there, obviously, is old age and disability grants, those sorts of odds and ends. But the big jump came with COVID when we opened up our grants to people who are unemployed, too. That special COVID relief grant for the 18, 59-year-olds who were not in the formal workforce or unable to be involved in self-employment. And that's added another 6 million odd in some cases, if you look at some of the numbers, up to 9 million people at some point, maybe not constantly throughout the period, were touched by some sort of a grant there. And that beefed up the numbers all the way to essentially 61% of South Africans having some form of social grant that they are surviving off one way or another, which is quite extraordinary. That's quite a large leap, an extra 6 million odd plus people that are not dependent on such entitlements.
Again, South Africa not unique in this. Countries around the world have done considerably more generous things for their populations as people lost jobs and were thrown out of employment. I mean, it has become a global imperative to keep people from starvation. It's surely the moral duty of a country to do precisely that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a completely valid point. I think South Africa's case is probably a bit different to some of the more developed markets where those grants are sort of supplementing people that already had some source of an income or whose incomes had been paused due to COVID rather than trying to address systemic unemployment, as is the South African case. But as I do like to say, looking at the work that I do in sort of futures and trend space, in many ways, South Africa is a preview of the global future rather than a throwback to the past in that we just seem to be a bit further along the sliding scale towards increased dependency on the state and increasing inequality at the same time. And that's what's particularly concerning here. So definitely from my perspective, absolutely, we need to make sure people can survive. That's the urgent crisis we have to deal with. The important crisis is the much longer term gain of trying to get people off grants and back to being productive members of society. So we can congratulate ourselves if to use an analogy for like handing out pain medication to people who have pain, we should be very careful to congratulate ourselves for increasing the number of people who have pain that require pain medication. I think that's probably the best analogy that I can come up with.
No, exactly right. Because, I mean, most developed economies in whatever a normal time is, most developed economies in normal times have got most people in work supporting those who, for whatever reason, can't earn money. They might be disabled, they might be sick for a while, there might be old age pensions, whatever the case might be. Here, though, that dependency is turned on its head. The vast majority of people who are on social grants are not ever going to have the opportunity of getting a job thanks to the structure and size and scale and inequalities in our economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, helping people who require help is something to be commended, but commending ourselves for increasing the number of people who require help is not exactly the sort of utopia that I would want to work towards. Ultimately, we should be trying to look at ways to get people off grants and back into the workforce or back into some form of financial independence. So we have to be very, very careful about separating those issues between dealing with the urgent problem of people that require help right now and then also trying to think about how ultimately we can get them off that help at some point, because the trend is very, very concerning. When you've got almost two-thirds of your population, we're not talking about your adult population yet, two-thirds of the entire population of South Africa that is reliant on poor government handouts, that's very concerning, not just from the funding perspective as to how do you actually support that. I mean, that's just unsustainable to have a very small minority supporting the vast majority of the population. There's also huge concerns there when it comes to the legitimacy of things like democracy, because, you know, the whole way that the political system is set up in a democracy is that the government should be, you know, paid for by the people rather than the other way around. It does lead to sort of questions as to the balance of political power in the long run, things that we probably should be quite concerned about.
Bronwyn Williams, wonderfully translated. Thank you. Trend Translator, Future Finance Specialist at Flux Trends, 61% of us.